Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I am so glad that you can be with us today as we celebrate a special organization that is working to support our youth, and it's called So Fresh and So Clean Haircuts for Youth. And I have on the line with me right now Ariana Chestnut, founder and executive director of this special organization. The mission of this organization goes beyond haircuts. They're stepping into schools and communities to mentor, encourage, and help cultivate distinguished young men one haircut at a time. From building confidence to creating meaningful connections, we're going to talk about the impact that they're making and where this organization hopes to go next. Ariana, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Glad to have you, and I appreciate the fact that Jefferson County Schools highlighted your effort. You were at Hueytown Intermediate School. I was there not too long ago. I actually grew up in Hueytown, so I wanted to bring you on the show to share about this effort. And I appreciate the work that you're doing. So for our listeners, take us back to the beginning, Ariana. Where did this vision for So Fresh and So Clean Haircuts for Youth come from?
Of course. Also, thanks for having me. I want to make sure I say that. My vision, like, it really was born out of really my heart to give back and pour into the next generation. I'm not from Birmingham or Alabama. I'm from Tallahassee, Florida, and I moved here 3 years ago. But my time with Walker Ford Community Center. That's it's in the underserved community in Tallahassee. I used to work there, and I worked with a lot of the young boys, so 5 and 6 year olds, and even the 10 to 12 year olds would come to me where they were just trying to have someone to talk to or vent to, or maybe they got in trouble, and I was like, no, don't suspend them, don't send them home, you know. Let them come, you know, spend time in my class. And I would actually, you know, talk to them and understand that it's not that our kids want to misbehave or be unsuccessful or menace to society. You know, they actually want to learn, but we have to think about it. Let's actually make them aware. Let's expose them to those community leaders. And my time at Walker Ford actually is what inspired me with the free haircuts, because we had people coming in giving free haircuts to those students in the community. So that was way in like 2018 that I was exposed to that. And almost 10 years later, I'm doing it in Birmingham.
And Ariana, the phrase cultivating distinguished young men one haircut at a time really stands out to me. So what does that message mean to you personally?
Yeah, so funny enough, people don't know this, but we do. We actually perform or execute these haircuts while our entire tour experience is taking place, and it's most of the time it's in the same room, and it's a progressive development. So it's a progressive development of us cultivating these young men into distinguished young men. So what that looks like is, in the beginning, I actually partner with a lot of business owners and community leaders and mentors to come out and speak to the students on how they became the men they are today. Sometimes I'm lucky and I get two speakers, and they actually talk more on not how they became the men they are today, but also the career tips there are and advice and how to handle yourself in an interview. So these speakers don't just stay there to speak. They stay to even become event facilitators. So we move from a how to become a man to our college and career readiness conversation, which is tailored to elementary school level or middle school or high school. Because with the elementary kids, I might, you know, educate them on what HBCU means, what PWI means, and what are the top 6 HBCUs in Alabama. Other times, I will have an actual college graduate come in and be able to talk about where they are now in life. And then it progresses even more into a tie time workshop. So these kids aren't just getting haircuts, but they're getting the tips and the professionalism advice and what it means to carry yourself with pride and be proud of how you look while doing it. Because if you don't look good, if you don't feel good, if you don't feel good, you don't do good, as our barber Deja says. So from that tie workshop, these kids are now like pumped, they're confident, they feel cool. It's like, God, I can tie a tie. I even put them in a race at the end of the workshop, and I'm like, okay, who can tie a tie the fastest? Who can show me you actually remember what you just learned? And it even gets so inspirational and impactful to where these students are teaching each other how to tie a tie by the end of the workshop. And the last thing we do and is concluded with is our mock interview practice, where we have skits of a good interview or a really terrible interview. And sometimes I will give the kids opportunities to do mock interviews, and I will say like, you're hired on the spot, you know, so just to give them that idea of you are capable of being hired on the spot, or you're capable of being given the opportunity if you impress someone because you just showed up in your authentic self, but with awareness of the importance of professionalism.
Ariana, you have a school tour model and that goes from places like Hueytown, Brighton, Fairfield, Bush Hills so far, Jefferson mm-hmm. County, Jeffco mm-hmm. schools. Let's talk yeah. about how that particular idea developed to make a tour yeah. like this.
Of course. So I had a lot of time in community service, you know, throughout high school and college. So when I got to Birmingham, I just missed that touch that was so a part of my identity. And I had a lot of experience in general aviation. So not being from here, I was driving from Bear Elementary almost every day. And that was the first school that we did haircuts at in 2024. I just went there and asked them, hey, how can I be a part of your school? How can I pour back into your kids? And they invited me to their career fair. And me, I'm like, you know what? I want to go further. How do we actually, you know, really make an impression on these kids and help them, you know, feel more prepared for their career day? So we planned a haircut day a day before their career fair. So right before these kids are in front of businesses from Birmingham, Huntsville, you name it, now they have a haircut to complement their resume and experience.
When we think about the changes that can occur and happen in these young people, I want you to share maybe some examples of what you've seen in these young people before and after one of these events that helps you see mm-hmm. that the work that's being done is helping these young folks.
Of course. I will say this. So sometimes we'll have children or students, scholars, where in the beginning they're more shy, or they may even be the class clown at first, you know. But as we progress throughout the day, you actually have students, like, for instance, I won't say any names, you know, of course, but for instance, I had a student where he was a class clown in the beginning of the tour, but literally when we got to the tie time workshop, he's all attentive. He's teaching other people. He taught about two students' ties as well. So that impact, that seeing that change in their confidence, or seeing that change in, I don't have to fit in, I can be myself and hold myself, you know, accordingly. That has been the most biggest impact, the most biggest change for me, especially when in the beginning they're like, why are we here? Or a lot of the kids are like, we're here for haircuts, just haircuts. I'm like, no, you're here for more than haircuts. And once they get to the end, they're like, are you guys coming back? Will we do this again? I'm like, this is what I need to be doing. This is what these kids deserve. And they even know they deserve it. They're enjoying it. And they want us to come back to do more of career readiness conversations and tie time, because I also ask them in their interviews, like, what do you want to do when you grow up? And sometimes it's realistic, sometimes it's imaginative. Like, I asked one student, what do you want to be? And he said he wanted to be a skydiver. And he had so many amazing answers to give. And my biggest thing is empowering these kids to grow on their imaginations, like literally nurture their dreams. And I don't want them to feel like you have to just be a football player, because we get a lot of those athlete answers. But once I challenge them to think about something that they're really good at, now they're thinking about being a geologist or a scientist.
You know, Ariana, through the Mark White Show, we recognize difference makers. We highlight efforts, but every effort and every difference maker took that first step. And for you, for the first step of this effort, what was it like for you, that first experience to take the leap into doing this?
That's an amazing question. To me, it was about giving back and pouring back into my brothers. I lost my older brother in 2023, and he was like a father to me. And me growing up as the only girl of five kids, I also, before he passed away, I was able to see him raise four girls. So seeing him be such a successful, loving father and brother, I felt like it was my duty to ensure that I pour back into our young boys just the same, because a lot of fathers are still young boys that, you know, given that voice or given that space. So I feel like it is my assignment, you know, to fulfill. And that's what it took. It took me just realizing, like, once my brother literally left me, I was like, I need to find myself. I need to do it in a way that it serves others and fulfills both parties.
Pain and purpose. That's exactly how the Mark White Show started. I lost family members that I cared about and loved deeply, and I was motivated beyond the pain that I was feeling. I said, there are other people out there who need encouragement. They need inspiration. Yes. And to step into that role to say, okay, I'm going to take my pain and I'm going to work through this, and I'm going to make a difference in spite of the pain that I'm feeling, the hurt that I'm feeling. And I'm going to do what I can and do what's doable to make a difference. And I'm going to do it in their honor. And that's exactly what you've just told me. You're doing that in the honor of family members that you loved and cared about deeply.
Yes, yes, that's exactly what it is. And if I can share this quote with you that stuck with me for so long, and it's a quote that I came up with, because I used to be a child that I wasn't a class clown. I was more of the teacher's pet. I was more of the, you know, goody two shoes and dreaming all the time. But I knew what it was like to be laughed at and be quieted and isolated. So when I was in high school, I came up with this quote, "She who is capable shows strength even in her weaknesses." And I've made sure to, even if I might have forgotten the quote, I've still held to the definition of it, you know. So that's my biggest thing, is empowering these kids. And we've also had young girls in our group. It wasn't intended, but we actually had young girls. We went to Build Up Community School here in Birmingham. And that was, I can't tell you how inspiring that was for me, because although that's not our focus, it was still impactful to me because I was able to see myself in them.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Ariana Chestnut. She is the executive director and founder of So Fresh and So Clean Haircuts for Youth. And we're talking about the work that they're doing in schools and our communities. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about mentorship, family impact, future growth, and how you can become involved with this effort. Will you stick with me, Ariana?
I got you.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. It's my privilege and my honor right now to talk to Ariana Chestnut, the founder and executive director of So Fresh and So Clean Haircuts for Youth, as we continue our conversation about building confidence, mentorship, and making a difference in the lives of young people. Welcome back to the show, Ariana.
Thank you.
For those who are listening and maybe they've started nonprofits themselves and they understand that every nonprofit, every organization has its challenges, what has been the biggest challenge so far in building this organization?
The biggest challenge, I would say, has been, I guess retaining barbers at first. But I will say it like this. You get a lot of pivots when you are establishing anything, a business, you know, a nonprofit. But what I had to do was I had to utilize my resources and utilize my contacts. And I couldn't sit at home thinking I don't have anybody. You know, I had to go into different rooms and networking events and reach out to different barbers and barbershops. Sometimes you have, really you are always wearing different hats until you find, you know, a team and delegate those tasks. So that was my biggest, I guess, that was the heartache at first until I found clarity in what I was doing and how I was doing it. Then I started to attract the right barbers with a heart to serve.
And you're actively looking for mentors and licensed barbers. What kind of people fit that mission for you?
Yeah, you're right. So I am actually looking for licensed barbers looking to volunteer, give their time to these school tours that are all over the Birmingham area, as well as community leaders and mentors. What that looks like is business owners, college graduates, career professionals, and especially in trades. We were trying our best to make jobs more accessible, a lot more jobs, at least a directory or library for them more accessible to our kids so that they're able to be exposed to what different jobs and different leaders and, you know, opportunities are available to them.
Why is representation and visibility important for young men seeing these successful adults investing in them?
It's important because a lot of times, and especially nowadays, kids are detached and adults are attached with, you know, devices. So it's even more harder to recognize the people in the room who support you. And a lot of our students, a lot of our kids, you don't know what they have going on at home. So the least we could do, especially in the school spaces or classrooms or at any given opportunity, is be there. And it's important because, especially for me as a Black woman, it's important for me because I'm able to feel like I am capable of getting there. I'm capable of being that. And I just want these students to see, these young men to see other men in suits. Because now they know, like, you know, they might see their teacher who may be a woman in a suit, you know. But now they see that it's possible that, you know, I have a man in a suit in front of me right now. And he's making a lot of money. And he's successful. And he's happy in the job. He's in the career he's pursuing. So that's why it's important. Because if they see it, they're inspired. They're empowered. And a lot of times we limit children, but we don't look at throughout their time or throughout the time they were raised, what were they exposed to? What jobs or what professions or what paths were they inspired to pursue? It could have been only college, but they didn't know anything about how much money a plumber might make, you know, and they might have been more interested in welding if they'd known about it. So it's the little things that count when we're in the room, but also engaging in the intentional conversations.
And Ariana, you touched on it in the first segment with maybe a young man who was shy. And then that confidence starts to show. What does confidence look like in a child after a fresh haircut and positive conversation?
They're more outgoing, yes, kids do want attention, but I feel like sometimes if they've been shown or feel like, you know, it's neither here nor there, they're not going to get that attention. Once they get that confidence, they engage in those conversations with other men, like they're having conversations where they're learning what it's like to shake someone's hand and positively affirm, you know, I'm a man or I'm a king, you know, they were just getting those affirmations yesterday. So to see those kids, like in the beginning, they were laughing when the mentor said, call me king. But at the end, they're walking out, calling each other, hey, king. It's funny to see it in an amazing way, because at first, like I said, these kids are shy, but the signs that represent themselves is how they stand, how they're sitting, they're not slouching. And the biggest thing is that we're making an impression that they won't forget. Even if they may get out of that posture tomorrow, they won't forget when the time is right and needed. I remember I need to shake a hand firm. I need to come in, you know, with my head held high and my chest out. You know, little things like that, they're learning and they show it throughout that time. And by the time we're walking out and saying goodbye to them, they're asking inquisitive questions about more with the one-on-ones they may have with our leaders as well. So it's their openness and willingness to ask more questions once they've been shown that, hey, we care for you and we've been where you are.
It wasn't too long ago that I was welcomed at Hueytown Intermediate School as I shared my children's book, which is focused on bullying. And I was able to share my story. I was able to share Riley's Big Challenge, which is the name of the book. And the schools give me that opportunity. I was at a school in Madison County yesterday sharing with fourth graders. So let's talk about the role that schools have played in opening doors for your organization.
Yes. Might I add, I come from a teacher, so I don't know if she's added like an extra glow that these teachers might be seeing, but I go into these schools and a lot of them don't know me. I pitch this proposal, this idea to them and let them know what we do, it's our mission and how I feel called to it. And I want to give the biggest thank you to every school that has welcomed us, every school that has said, hey, we can get you next year. Like, I'm just grateful that they opened the door because it's given me an opportunity to feel the support of Central Alabama, Birmingham, Hueytown, Midfield, you name it. I feel the immense love. And not only that, but I feel the immense love on behalf of these scholars as well, because, I mean, Who would have thought we would be doing haircuts in a classroom? We're sweeping up hair off a classroom floor. Like, it's little things like that that really, like, draw it home that we're making a difference by way of these schools giving us the access to do it because they care so much for these students getting this type of grooming, this type of service and mentorship.
Ariana, I'm thinking right now about a friend of mine who was in Brighton. He went to Hueytown to school. His name was Henderson Williams. They called him Pete. And he was my best friend. He lost his mom in the ninth grade. And I went to the funeral in Brighton. My granddad took me over there on a Saturday. And I had to move from Hueytown back to North Alabama. And so I lost track of Pete. I lost track of Henderson. But I would like to think that when he lost his mom, that there was someone who stepped in as a mentor to support him as young as he was losing his mother. And an organization like yours can really step into that gap because there are kids right now who are feeling loss. They're being raised by grandparents. They're being raised by aunts, uncles, other caregivers, and they need somebody to step into that gap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. And something a lot of times, you know, you might go into a mission or an assignment, which I'm sure you know, Mark, and you don't even understand the depths. You might have a vision, you know what impact you want to make, but you don't even understand the depths of the impact until the people that are impacted come to you about it. And one thing that was brought to me is a lot of mothers, whether they're in relationships or single, it's not easy finding the time to get them to a barbershop. And so it didn't hit me until I think last week, which now we have two stops left. But it was just amazing when I realized, like, yeah, these parents are able to drop their kids off and pick them up with a fresh haircut and tie-tying skills and interviewing skills, you know. And now they have the opportunity to ask their parents about a college we might have talked about. So it's a beautiful thing to be able to be in that place because it's powerful. And I don't want to take away from what our teachers are doing because we're only having half of a day of the, 100, 200, I don't know how many days there's, you know, all the days that they're spending with these children. So to give us the opportunity to be in the room and be in their classrooms with them, it has been good because even having those teachers and the faculty and staff in the room with us is also empowering for those students because they're seeing all of us, you know, team up to pour into them and their futures.
Ariana, you have a Father's Day event coming up with family activities, food, and haircuts. Let's talk about this event, why it's important.
Yes, yes. So we actually have just established ourselves as a nonprofit this year in March. So this has been like a very celebratory year, considering our season, our tour doubled this year as well, from 7 stops last year as a community project to 14 now as a nonprofit. So as a nonprofit, you need resources, and a lot of times you need funding for those resources. So this is our first ever fundraiser as an act of bringing the community tease together, because we'll be hosting this event at the Greedy House in Titusville, technically. But this is an event where we're highlighting the power of fathers, we're highlighting our sons, and we want to make sure that our mothers and all family members, you know, come out, and caregivers come out for the support, because we'll be giving out free haircuts. So there is an entry fee to get in, which is a seed, if you may, into our mission. And then we'll also be having fish fry plates at different tiers of costs for families as well. But the haircuts will be at no additional charge. And we'll also have, you know, resources out there such as PC Empowerment will be there to touch base on digital mental health awareness. And I'll also have other resources available. Other nonprofits will be in attendance. Just giving resources to parents, getting it in front of them. And a lot of times, you know, I don't have any contact really at all. I have no contact with the parents. So this will be our opportunity to actually shake a hand of that parent or caregiver, be able to give them more information on what we have coming up, how they can be included, and if they want to join us on a tour, and what school we'll be at next year. This is also a great opportunity for people to come in, see what we're about, and also ask us questions about how they can get their school on our schedule. The only way to RSVP, because we have only 200 spots, is on Eventbrite, and the adult tickets are $8 and the children's tickets are $5. And even if someone's not available, but they want to give back, we do highly request and suggest and accept people sponsoring tickets, as we've had past sponsors provide, like they'll pay for about, you know, 5 kids tickets, and it's whatever's on somebody's heart. So that's going to be an event on, like you said, on Father's Day on June 21st from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Greedy House in Titusville.
How about the Mark White Show take care of 5 for a family of 5, and you give that away and you offer that to a family, and then they get to go for free, and I'll send you the money for that particular family?
That'll be perfect. We appreciate that, Mark. You got it. Just send me your logo.
Excellent. So we've got this event coming up, and give us the date and the time again.
Yes, so that's going to be our Family and Friends Fish Fry on June 21st, 2026, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Greedy House in Titusville. You can get your tickets on Eventbrite with that same titling.
And if school leadership's listening right now, what do you want administrators and educators to know?
I want all schools and administrators to know that we turn no school around. We are actively taking spots now, and our plans are to grow with kids now. So we've been going all over to different schools, but this upcoming season for the fall of 2026, we are growing with schools, and we want to have repeat visits. So the best way to get a hold of us is, please, I'll just give my number because the email is very long, but 470-832-0804 is the best contact for me, and we are actively taking dates to be booked. Any school who's interested, let's make it happen and create an impact together.
How about barbers who are listening right now?
Barbers who are listening, we need you. Listen, in the name, our name is Haircuts for You. We can't make this happen without you. And I've been so grateful to have our barbers thus far. If I can just shout them out real quick, Miss Deja King, Rotisha Heron, and Mike Brown. But I want to make sure that all additional barbers who are interested, you are welcome here. If you are licensed, you are welcome here. We do allow you to come in for just a shorter amount of time. If you can't be there for the full 4 hours. Our goal is to make an impact with 40 students at each school. We don't always hit 40, so that always helps us out with numbers, but so we can achieve 40 and beyond. We would love to have 4 barbers minimum at each event. This helps for marketing for barbers, because barbers know, with your clients being in the high school level, any grade level, you have a lifetime client. And even times we've actually had students show up with their parents at barber shops post haircut tour. So the same goes for barbers. Please give me a call or text at 470-832-0804. We not only have events during the week, but we have summer events taking place as well. So for our fish fry event as well on June 21st, we're looking for barbers to come out and volunteer their time. And we will have tip jars outside for them as well. So we're just looking for barbers to help in all spaces, whether that's our school tours, as well as our community events.
Ariana, I would like to close out with you finishing this sentence. We know we're succeeding when.
We know we're succeeding when we're cultivating distinguished young men one haircut at a time.
Ariana, I want to thank you for joining me. Thank you for your team at So Fresh and So Clean Haircuts for Youth and your mission and making a difference in the lives of these young people and their families.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me, Mark, and giving us the visibility and opportunity to be in front of your listeners and your audience. It means everything to all of us.
That's what I'm here for. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged enough today to share this with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.